as of Tuesday, November 6th, Kanakanak Hospital, which is run by the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation, is no longer in immediate jeopardy with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Immediate jeopardy is a CMS designation for facilities that place patients at serious risk of death or injury. If a hospital is placed in immediate jeopardy and doesn't remedy the situation, then it loses its Medicare and Medicaid funding. After Kanakanak Hospital was removed from immediate jeopardy status on Tuesday, Robert Clark, president and CEO of the Health Corporation, said in a statement, quote, "We are pleased that CMS has recognized the good progress underway to quickly but effectively bring the pharmacy to full compliance," unquote. Kanakanak Hospital was first placed in immediate jeopardy on September 27th. After a complaint was made, a CMS investigator conducted a three-day survey and noted a wide range of serious deficiencies in the hospital's pharmacy. The survey concluded that medications were being mishandled, that serious medication errors had occurred, and that the hospital leadership was aware of a rise in medication errors and had not responded appropriately. In mid-October, the hospital submitted a corrective action plan to CMS. The plan was accepted, and the hospital had 90 days to enact the plan. But implementation was rocky. When CMS visited in late October, it extended the hospital's immediate jeopardy status because key elements of the plan were not implemented. BBAHC said in a statement that the immediate jeopardy status was extended due to problems with staffing. A former Kanakanak Hospital pharmacist who worked there at the time said that the problems also included insufficient training for pharmacists. In the meantime, serious medication errors were still occurring. Alana Hurley lives in Dillingham and is a caregiver for her 97-year-old grandmother.
Over the course of the last 8 months or so, like I said, we've noticed multiple errors, not only in packaging, but in dosage, in medications being in the wrong bottles with the wrong labeling. We've put in multiple complaints and have only seen those errors get worse. 100% these are life-threatening mistakes.
Hurley said some of the most serious errors occurred in October when the pharmacy was supposed to be implementing its corrective action plan. She says she believes that the medication errors began after the hospital administration fired or forced several longtime pharmacists to resign.
Before longtime dedicated pharmacists were fired or resigned due to the toxicity of the environment out there, we never had problems like this. We had, pharmacists like Evelyn Olson who cared, who worked with us to make sure that we were receiving the best care possible. People who really, really care about our people in this region.
Olson was born and raised in Dillingham. Between attending college and then pharmacy school, Olson worked in various capacities at Kanakanak Hospital since 2005. In 2013, she became a staff pharmacist at Kanakanak Hospital, and her husband, Kane Olson, became the pharmacy director. The couple bought a house in Dillingham and planned to stay, but Evelyn said Kane was fired in September of 2017 and wasn't given a reason. She resigned in January. State law requires that every pharmacy designate a pharmacist in charge to ensure compliance with all regulations. Evelyn Olson said Kanakanak Hospital Administration had not designated a new PIC by the required deadline in late January. Olson said she requested direction from hospital administration, but did not receive any. Unsure if it was legal to operate, she and the other pharmacists closed the pharmacy until administration identified a PIC. The pharmacy reopened hours later after the hospital administration named a new pharmacist in charge. But Olson says the hospital took action against her.
My boss at the time and a representative of HR essentially handed me a piece of paper that accepted responsibility for the pharmacy closing, and I would be placed on an immediate administrative leave without pay. So I said, I'm not going to sign this. I wasn't going to accept responsibility. It was up to them to work with the state to work out the new pharmacist in charge situation.
At least three community members wrote letters to the BBAHC board in support of Olson after she resigned, and the State Board of Pharmacy found she did not violate any statutes or regulations. Despite the rough ending, Olson praised Kanakanak Hospital medical staff and employees and explained why she wanted to live and work in Dillingham.
I really, really love my job there. It was so important for me as a lifelong Dillingham resident to to give back to my community, the community that always supported me through all of school, you know, whether that be high school, undergrad, or pharmacy school. And so it's really important for me to return.
Both Evelyn and Kane Olson now work as pharmacists in Anchorage. After Evelyn left, at least 3 full-time permanent pharmacists have left or resigned, and 2 spots continue to be filled by temporary duty pharmacists. In October, no pharmacist working at the Kanackanack Hospital had been there longer than 4 months. The CMS survey only illustrates deficiencies. It does not suggest possible causes. However, it does note that medication errors rose sharply in the first half of 2018. It reads, quote, "There were 29 medication errors from January to July 2018 compared to 6 during the same time frame in 2017. The executive committee meeting minutes did not reflect the significance of the medication events and the lack of investigations or action plans to be implemented," unquote. The CMS survey also found the hospital leadership staff took no actions on the increase in medication errors prior to being placed in immediate jeopardy. So what's next for the hospital as it works to improve patient safety and keep its CMS funding? Because CMS lifted the hospital's immediate jeopardy status Tuesday after another site visit, the hospital will keep its Medicare and Medicaid funding as long as it successfully completes its plan of correction. BBAHC says that plan includes working with the Indian Health Service to hire qualified pharmacists. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium has also deployed a team to assist Kanakanak Hospital in training pharmacy staff and addressing deficiencies. The new deadline for BBAHC to bring the pharmacy into compliance is January 11th, 2019. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.